Zuma, passionately described by many as a man with many lives, has been given another opportunity to stay out of prison. His lawyer, Dali Mpofu, tore into Judge Matojane's decision, saying he failed to properly interpret the statutes. Mpofu criticized the ruling for concurring with those who said it was illegal for Commissioner of Correctional Services to grant Zuma parole.
If there is a specific section that says the National Commissioner and specifically excludes all these other people, excludes the minister, excludes the parole board, excludes everyone, may grant parole for prisoners who are serving a sentence of less than 24 months, then that must be given effect to. Otherwise, those words are meaningless. It means that section is just there for decoration.
The Correctional Services, which granted Zuma medical parole, also sought leave to appeal the judgment. On its behalf, attorney Maribola Simon Mpahlele submitted that the court erred by replacing the National Commissioner's decision to grant parole with that of not granting parole.
The decision to substitute the decision of the National Commissioner with its own decision, we submitted this to misdirection, my lord.
Matojane concurred and said Zuma can take his appeal to the Supreme Court.
Another court may find that the order that the third respondent's time spent on medical parole should not count impacts on him unfairly in that, one, it was not his decision, but that of the commissioner to be released on medical parole. Second, his freedom of movement is restricted, and this has an impact on his dignity.
Those opposing Zuma's appeal efforts argued that he was not terminally ill, as has been suggested. Legal experts say the matter could go all the way to the Constitutional Court since it involves proper interpretation of the law. If it does, it is possible that Zuma could be a free man by then or a candidate for general parole. Tuso Kumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.